A potential second tragedy is looming for Michigan auto accident survivors with brain and spinal cord injuries. On July 1st, Michigan's new auto insurance law makes deep cuts in payments to providers of long-term care for these survivors. Many care providers are expected to close by then, or not long after. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, in many cases, alternate care is simply unavailable. That could leave hundreds of people facing severe consequences, including death.
Kelly Miller was once an assembly line worker at General Motors Delta Township plant. But on July 31st, 2011, Miller's old life disappeared in an instant.
It could happen to anybody at any time. It was simply on the expressway, and he decided to get off the exit at the last minute, and I jerked the wheel and rolled.
Miller suffered a C2 and C3 spinal cord injury. She's paralyzed from the shoulders down and needs a ventilator to breathe. Miller says adjusting to her new life was extremely difficult. A nightmare, really. But today, she's really glad she didn't give up during those early dark days.
I've been living a good life to the fullest at my own home, you know. My husband, children and grandchildren, and I get out into the community a lot. So I've made the best of it for sure.
Miller's good life was possible because of the lifetime care benefit of Michigan's old insurance law. Her insurance company paid for her surgeries, built a home for her to live in, and pays for her nurses. Miller's 24/7 nursing care alone cost the insurance company more than $11,000 a week. RN Shara Curry has been doing shifts in Miller's home for the past 10 years. She manages catheters, wound prevention, bowel and tracheostomy care, range of motion exercises, and that all-important ventilator.
She cannot take one breath without ventilator support, so it's very important. Without the ventilator, she would have brain damage after about 2 minutes.
Miller now faces the prospect of a second tragedy. Michigan's new auto insurance law slashes payments for long-term rehab, home care, and residential programs for car crash victims by 45% on July 1st. Her current provider could go out of business with no other that could afford to take its place. Tom Constand is president of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. He says these cuts will usher back problems the state struggled to solve 48 years ago, and why Republican Governor Bill Milliken signed the Auto Insurance No-Fault Act in 1973. Constand keeps a letter Milliken wrote in praise of the act in his office. He reads me some of it.
Seriously injured persons are provided optimal medical care that enables them to achieve maximum recovery. Injured parties and families have the lifetime medical coverage needed so that they can avoid the threat of bankruptcy due to medical costs and/or the shifting of these costs to the state's Medicaid program.
But that's what we're going back to, he says. Nursing home care instead of home and residential program care, short-term instead of long-term rehab, medical bankruptcies, and shifting costs to Medicaid. Bob Milnarek is a co-owner of First Call Home Healthcare, the company that provides Kelly Miller's care. He says his business won't survive long on a 45% cut in reimbursements.
But we have decided to remain open for 3 months, and we expect to lose about $50,000 a month.
Milnarek hopes that in that time, the state legislature acts when they see thousands of people, including hundreds of ventilator-dependent car crash survivors, begin to lose their current care. He says there's almost no place for vent-dependent survivors to go. Many residential treatment centers plan to close or downsize. Regular nursing homes are simply unequipped to handle their intensive medical needs. And there's a mere handful of open beds at the state's 12 skilled nursing homes that are certified to care for ventilator-dependent patients.
People will die. It will happen. You cannot take the high acuity level and the care that they need and put them into a system that was not designed to treat them.
As the deadline approaches, survivors are desperately trying to find alternate care. Insurance companies and other advocates for the new law say providers were overcharging. But Chad Tuttle says it's inherently costly to provide good long-term care for traumatic injuries. Tuttle is Senior Vice President of Hospital Operations at Spectrum Health, which has several neurorehabilitation programs for accident victims.
Our collective neuro rehab business has been a break-even business for us.
Soon, it could be a money-losing business. Spectrum Health is trying to get insurance companies to negotiate with it so the high-quality care it provides can remain in place. But otherwise, most patients will have to be shifted to lower levels of care and nursing homes. Spectrum does not have a facility where it can move its ventilator-dependent patients who are currently receiving home care. Across the state, hospital officials agree options for such ventilator-dependent survivors are extremely limited. Some families may even try to replace trained professionals by managing tracheostomies and catheters on their own, doing wound prevention and bowel care, and manually bagging patients when the ventilator malfunctions.
It becomes very risky for them. Their loved ones will probably try to step in and help to fill the gap to the degree that they can. They'll try to cobble together other care options. But the reality is the first thing that goes wrong, folks likely will end up going to the ER.
And from there, once they're stabilized, there's no plan. Will hospitals send them back home to repeat the cycle, let them live in the hospital for long periods? And this won't just hurt current survivors. Even those future crash survivors who paid for lifetime medical care on their insurance will have few options if long-term care providers go out of business. Tina Gross is CEO of Sparrow Specialty Hospital, an acute care hospital.
It's going to be very concerning for discharge planning. We work with a lot of different organizations for patients to continue their rehab and their next level of care after they are at a specialty hospital. However, if they are declining to take these patients, then what? Where do they go?
There is a way to prevent much of what's about to happen. Democrat-sponsored Senate Bill 314 and House Bill 4486 would leave most of the state's new auto insurance law in place, but provide enough reimbursement to keep providers who care for accident survivors in business. But the bills are languishing in the Senate Committee on Insurance and Banking and the House Committee on Insurance. None of the Republican members of the committees responded to our inquiries, nor did the Insurance Alliance of Michigan, nor did Detroit's Democratic Mayor Mike Duggan, who was a powerful champion for the auto insurance changes, nor did Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who signed the changes into law. I'm Tracy Samilton.